why I'm running for governor is quite simple. I believe that as governor, we have to invest in our people in the state of Wisconsin, our citizens, whether it's our littlest kids in preschool to K through 12 and our university system. That's number one. And number two, and they're connected, is we have to rebuild the middle class in this state of Wisconsin. It's disappearing before our eyes, and we have to make sure that we have a strong middle class, that the pay is adequate. We've had significant decreases in that over the years, and that's really important to Wisconsin, that we're a middle class state, and we have to make sure that that's reflected in people's lives being a little easier, frankly.
How would you rebuild the middle class?
Well, there's several ways, and I think it's connected to the first thing I talked about, is education, is making sure that our young people are absolutely have the best resources and the best opportunities as possible. And that feeds into rebuilding our economy, which feeds into making sure that our middle class has the resources they need to live and support a family in the state of Wisconsin, which really is an issue. And additionally, we have to find ways to reduce some of the costs of being a middle class person in the state of Wisconsin, middle class family. The issue of health insurance and health care is really critical. We need to make sure we invest appropriately in that. And frankly, one of the governor's first mistakes I thought he made was turning down that Medicaid money that could have provided more resources for our health system going forward, and we're continuing to struggle with that. So anytime, believe me, anytime I, as governor, have that opportunity to help the middle class with more resources for it, you know, to make sure that they're not paying extraordinary amount of their paycheck into health care, that helps them become more more sustainable going forward.
As governor, what would you do with Act 10?
Well, first of all, as most of your folks know around here, is that I fought strenuously against Act 10. I thought it was a bill that seeking a solution to a problem they didn't know what the problem was. And unfortunately, that's played out for us in a number of different ways, and teacher shortage is one of them. So if the question is, would I sign a bill that reversed Act 10? Of course I would. I opposed it before, and I would support going in a different direction. But the fact of the matter is I don't want to overpromise either. I don't think it's going to be on my desk the first day. What I can do, though, is what is important, and school districts across the state are already doing, is find ways to make sure that our public employees are valued, and make sure that their opinions are valued, make sure that we have opportunities for people to get their grievances resolved in a reasonable way, and value our value their experience and their expertise. That I can do as governor with all state employees that work for the state of Wisconsin. That those things are really building blocks to get people back to the place where they were when Act 10 was before Act 10.
What would you do with the Foxconn deal?
Well, I would, yeah, that's a great question. Now, it's going to pass the legislature, no question. I would try to renegotiate whatever isn't in state law. I mean, I'm against it, and I made that very clear. And I'll give you a small example. My wife and I have gone to 51 straight state fairs, and this year we were watching the pig judging contest, and I wasn't wearing any Evers paraphernalia, but people came up to me, especially from out of state, said, "Hey, you're Tony Evers, yes, yes, yes." And their question around Foxconn is, I think, the question that most people outside of Southeast Wisconsin would ask is, what's in it for us? And that's a hard question to answer. And so anyway, the bottom line is, it's $3 billion. And even if Foxconn is successful, we will be subsidizing the wages of the workers at Foxconn to the tune of up to $200 million per year. And over a biennium, that's $400 million. So our budget is going to be $400 million in a hole to start with every year, every biennium. What happens to health care? What happens to schools? What happens to all those other, you know, our technical colleges, our university system? with a 25-year return on investment, we'll be struggling. I mean, how are we going to pay for roads, for example? We can't pay for them now. So that's an issue, the fact that Wisconsin is not going to, we're not going to guarantee or make sure that we're incentivizing Wisconsin workers to be hired, Wisconsin contractors to be hired, the fact that we're ignoring some environmental regulations. I just think it's a bad deal, period. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt us going forward, and I would try to renegotiate what I could, but there's going to be some water over the dam here.
Lots of Democrats coming forward in the governor's race. Do you think you have an advantage because you've run a statewide race?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's several things that are advantages, and not necessarily in a race, but will make me a better governor. And that one is I've won three times and ran the last three times and won. And last time I won with 70% of the vote in 70 of 72 counties. I've never lost a county up north. In any way you describe up north, I've never lost a county up north. And that gives me some name recognition. But the fact of the matter is, in my present job, I get around the state all the time. I know people in almost every county. I know people in every county of the state of Wisconsin that have supported me in the past. That's number one. Number two is I spent probably at least half my life, if not more, in different parts of the state, in the central part of the state in particular. And that's where 47% of the vote comes from nowadays. I was born and raised in Plymouth, which, in case your listeners didn't know, that's the cheese capital of the world. Some places might argue with that. Worked in Toma, worked in Oakfield, all sorts of small towns, bigger towns, Oshkosh. And so I have experience there, and I know what goes on in that part of the world that's outside of the Madison-Milwaukee corridor. And I think the last thing that I think is important, and I think that plays out in a real significant way, is I've run things. I've been in charge of things. I've run a school. I've been a principal of a high school, a principal of elementary school. I've been a superintendent of schools in various school districts across the state. I'm now running a state agency of hundreds of people, and I'm in charge of the success of 860,000 kids and 60,000 teachers. Having that experience allows me to, I think, make wise decisions. Small example, Lincoln Hills. I believe that has turned out not in a good way for the kids that are there. I mean, those kids were sent there to be rehabilitated, and it didn't work. And I don't know if the governor of the state's ever been there. He certainly hasn't been there since the problems began to surface. And being there is important, and understanding what's going on is important, and also how to run a government is important, and I have that experience. As I go around the state, especially the last couple of days here, but also in other times, there are some significant issues in northern Wisconsin that have to be addressed. Whether I have almost daily correspondence with somebody from up north who he and his wife were struggling with opioid addiction, that's an issue that I think is really a big issue up north. And he talks about how he's been able to rehab and now he's doing well. I think that's a huge issue. I think roads are a huge issue for the state of Wisconsin has to figure out what their road policy is. They don't know. We spend a lot of time expanding roads when we have people up north saying, hey, we'd really rather not have potholes and we'd really like to have our roads fixed. That's an issue. The other thing that I guess I'd leave with is the whole issue of local control. I'd say the party in power likes to believe and talks about them being the county of or the party of local control. That has not played out that way in recent times, you know, with the shoreland issues that came up before, with all sorts of issue around water quality and what that entails, and that locals can't make decisions around that, can't make decisions about how their roads are used by frack mining. Those have to be, you know, it has to be not approved by the state, but those regulations can't be any stricter than the state. I just think local folks are kind of getting left behind, and that I don't like, and I'm going to try to make sure that doesn't happen in the future. The last thing I'll leave you to, just announced today, and this is an important thing for me, and I think up north, is I've announced that if I'm elected, I will work hard to change the Department of Natural Resources back into an independent agency with an independent secretary that's chosen and hired by the board. I think that will bring some kind of rational thinking about our natural resource policymaking, rather than kind of siding with one side against the other. We need to kind of isolate that department from the politics and really have people, have hunters, have people that care about the environment, have people that are concerned about water quality. All those people come together on the board and really make some good policy decisions. I think that's going to be a huge impact and a hugely beneficial things for northern Wisconsin.